Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So today now being Thursday, the 24th of July, we've really got a kind of an optimistic angle to these markets where we now have talk that there'll be a 15% tariff potentially put on the EU, very similar to the tariff that's arranged with Japan. And as you know, over the last few days, we've had a strong bias in the indices, where we've actually taken advantage of the move is actually in the weaker dollar. So we've probably, all things considered, we've probably maximized our returns on that. Along with gold as well, we had expected that to rally. And when you go on, when you have a window of opportunity over 3-4 days, and you get yourself into a really good profitable position on those trades, and you've got some news out today, which is likely to, I mean, these prices might end up rallying a lot more aggressively, but we're going to experience, or we're very likely, let's say, from a probability perspective, to experience a bit of volatility. And that looks like what we're already seeing. So hopefully we kind of maximize the move over the course of the last 4 or 5 days and booked in some really good profits, been very selective, not been throwing loads of trades in at these markets, but being very, very selective and very deliberate in what we want to trade and trying to get those entries correct, where we really do stack the odds in our favor to a much greater extent, rather than throwing loads of different trades into the markets and you know, you can get yourself into a difficult position. So very selective, trade frequency not that great, but you know, the last number of trades are all really good profitable winning trades, really good strong multiples as well. Okay, so on that note, quick introduction, profitable trades need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. And that's really what's been guiding our profits, is actually being very selective about what we trade. And then where do we then enter and exit these markets is really important, along with risk management, your ability to control that exposure. So all these trades, you know, we could have loaded up a little bit more, but actually, with the broad-based mixed market dynamic, I mean, we weren't to know really that, you know, Trump would kind of soften and the US administration would soften their position from where they were just a week ago. But that's what's happened. So 10% tariff cuts without retaliation has been, well, looks to be sort of built in price-wise. Then you get the extension and you get to say, right, we're 10% now and we're gonna really slap tariffs on you on August the 1st. Now it seems that those tariffs are potentially half what markets were probably fearing. So actually, it seems to be perceived as a really good thing for markets. We still got 15% tariffs way above what we had early April. And it remains to be seen exactly how the markets will react when all said and done, when we've got retaliatory measures in place with a 15% increase in tariff. Now, the other sort of benefit really to the 10% tariff is a lot of it has been offset by this weaker dollar narrative, which is what we've been trading. So, and that has an offsetting factor. So it's meant more capital's come into the to the indice markets, and we're still seeing this weaker dollar narrative play out, which is kind of a feature of a risk on market dynamic, along with trading psychology, all very important features of trading markets, of course. And we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent, accurate, disciplined, and be patient as well. So now we've got the potential for another round of hopefully decent opportunities. So let's discuss these with you in a little bit more detail. So good morning, everyone. Welcome. I hope you're all keeping well. So This is Forex Factory currently up on screen. So a bit of a nothing week up till basically this morning now. So we're going to start seeing French manufacturing and services PMIs at 8:15. Then we've got German manufacturing and services PMIs, then the Eurozone as a whole. Then we get 9:30 UK flash manufacturing and services. And you can see that the services that these countries produce are broadly in positive territory, maybe just apart from the French flash services, but very close. You know, we're very close to being expansive. So above 50 represents expansion. And you can see the services performing even quite well, even with the US, you know, good, strong number, 53, under the circumstances. But it's the manufacturing that's taken a bit of a hit. Not so much in the US, and that's why it's going to be interesting to see what number we get. Are we seeing an outsized improvement in US manufacturing as a result of these tariffs? At the minute, we're not really seeing that much. But look, in here as well, we've got a very important event, which is the ECB. So we're expecting the ECB to hold a lot of the conference. Christine Lagarde's press conference, I'm pretty sure, will be around uncertainty, not really knowing where the EU and the US will actually end up. Not really too sure what the retaliatory measures will be. You know, we've got a strengthening euro. It's going to be interesting to see how that impacts ECB. Decision-making around interest rates. And there's another one in here as well, unemployment claims expected to be pretty strong. So we're not seeing much weakness in the jobs market at all, despite we had Waller, one of the FOMC chairs, that seems to be interested in the next Fed chair, who's saying, look, we are willing to drop rates, or he's willing to drop rates. He thinks we should. It fits a bit more nicely with someone like Donald Trump. But he's also doing, because he wants to front run the job numbers. Job numbers are going down at the moment, and unemployment claims are very, very low, and it just represents a strong jobs backdrop. So you start seeing unemployment numbers increase, and you start seeing headline job numbers increase, then he's got a point. Now he's saying, look, we want to cut rates before we get there. And that's really what the FOMC should be doing. And we all agree with that to a certain degree. You know, you want them to take control of the situation, not be too reactive. But the Fed are in a really good spot. The economy is performing well. Assets are performing really, really well. The economy, as we know, is not that good. And you've got the big, beautiful bill as well, which is all about the tax cuts for wealthy households in the US. And then you're cutting a lot of expenditure in very important areas like health. So the fallout of all of this still hasn't sort of materialized. Now, where does that leave these markets? Well, remarkably bullish. That's the take home really with these markets. S&P, NASDAQ, all at all-time highs. Very close to all-time highs in markets like the Dow Jones. The DAX, very close to all-time highs. FTSE, we're at all-time highs currently. Further upside as well, very close to all-time highs. So you can see the positivity from a DX perspective. This is the 3-4 day move we've been trading in the DX. So our bias is that we get further dollar weakness, but we wanted to benefit from the window of opportunity we've been talking about for the last week to try and get into those trades. Okay, so let's go back to markets like the euro dollar. So these were the trades we were able to book in. Profit, really big, strong move. We basically exited pretty close to these highs. And now this is a little structural failure trade to the downside. So expect a bit of news-driven volatility this morning around services and manufacturing. And we'll see what that picture looks like pretty shortly. Again, good, strong move, we were able to buy the lows pretty much, a little bit off the lows, and we're able to exit right up at, well, we were just marginally below where we were, where we took profit. So it did edge up a little bit higher, but really we were very comfortable taking profits at a really good price and good profit and return as well. So the other trade, which worked out really well, and again, we do ultimately expect further upside. This is a daily time frame candlestick, which worked out really well. But just looking at it on the, again, on the hourly, nice structural failure trade to the upside. We had a big, strong bullish bias on gold. Good, strong rally. Took profit, very close to the highs, and then prices started to roll back over. Structural failure trade yesterday, and now, I mean, we're much lower. So very comfortable taking profits up at these levels. Now, we can still look for opportunities to buy it again. So that, and that's the beauty about the fact that we're traders. We can trade short-term type price moves. So, you know, now that we've got this little pullback, we can literally look for a structural failure trade back to the upside. So we can navigate these markets nicely, hopefully. Swiss franc, we have made some progress. That was another angle we could have added to. A bit of a bounce back now. Could have added any of these weaker dollar pairs. Our entry was really quite early with the euro dollar and the pound dollar. And don't forget, we had to get into the euro dollar twice. It's the same trade, but we just got taken out by one pip. So we would have had an even bigger rally in the euro dollar if we were able to stay in that trade, which is just a bit of a shame, but it just shows you sometimes you've got the right trade in the right direction. You do need to pull the trigger again. So good, strong move from the Aussie and the New Zealand. We could have really loaded up, but actually we wanted to focus on maximizing our profits for the majority of this week going into today. So that's the window of opportunity we want to take advantage of. Right, the yen's an interesting one. We are looking for the yen to strengthen once we get the signal from the BOJ, because this, the sell trade that's going to come next is going to be really interesting. Now we've got that trade deal as well. We've got political issues and concerns and structural concerns with the Japanese economy. It's been the yen has been hammered, and really the idea is that the BOJ will be looking to normalize interest rates, which means pushing them up. And but this has been in the pipeline now for, you know, 18 months maybe, where the expectations for the BOJ to actually normalize, and they continue to fail to do so. So there will be good trades in the end. We just don't know when. So potentially a buying opportunity in gold. Crude oil is an interesting one. It's a bit of horrible price action. It's just 4 weeks of just procrastination, really, and just sideways moves. So wouldn't be too surprised to get a sizable or a bit of a correction now today. So our trade plan is going to be a little bit more cautious today until we see exactly where we're at with this. Yeah, caution. We're getting a little bit of a pullback now, so a small kind of risk-off pullback opportunity. Now it might give us opportunities to start buying these back to the upside. So let's post this trade plan then into the chat box for you guys. So, summary: mixed market conditions due to ongoing trade tariff uncertainty. Right. We've continued to refer to these as quite mixed because really we don't know how all these trade tariffs are likely to play out. Now, it appears that they're looking to play out a little bit better than what the market's expecting. So the markets are really reacting in quite a positive manner. So actually, we've got probably more of a purposeful risk-on trade. So risk-on market conditions meaning there's appetite for risk in these markets. And if so, we would expect the indices to continue to strengthen. So risk on market conditions due to ongoing potential positive expectations around tariff deals. Okay, so risk on market conditions due to potential positive expectations around ongoing trade tariff deals. It looks like these tariffs are going to be a little bit better than perhaps what markets anticipated. We can certainly bring this back to the fore. What we can do is, so we're looking for a bit of a pullback in these markets. So we're still looking for further opportunities to get in again. And if prices start to pull back, that's actually good news for us, because it means we can get in at slightly better prices. So we're still going to continue to just stalk and just wait for those really good trades to come our way. And we want to keep all options open. It's not a bad thing. So could the ECB and could all these manufacturing services numbers really disappoint markets and start to change the picture? At the moment, everything is looking quite positive. So as long as that positivity in the numbers is reflected, low unemployment claims, a softer ECB in terms of, holding rates at 2.15, and things like manufacturing and services don't start to fall off a massive cliff, that they're sort of maintaining perhaps recovery in manufacturing somehow. It's quite hard to reconcile some of these things, but that's what markets are reacting to, which is it's like as if they've kind of ignored the whole trade war dynamic, and kind of trade off the back of it as long as the numbers are good. And really stellar numbers as well yesterday from Google and Tesla, comparatively speaking. So yeah, all very, very positive. And as a result, we've got this risk on angle to these markets, which we've kind of had all week, really. We've not been buying the US indices, but the trade we have been getting into is weakness in the dollar side of that dynamic. Better opportunities, better pricing, better, we're not buying all-time highs and things like that. So sometimes we need to do that. And we benefited from that move in gold as well. Okay, great stuff. So listen, on that note, I've just posted that into the chat box there for you. So those of you that can join us for the European trading session, we'll see you there in about a minute's time. It's this risk on trade, all around positivity around this Trump trade deals, really strong AI market rally still in play, good positive earnings from Google, positive economic data remains intact with the potential of a lowish, a dovish Fed. So actually all of these are still intact. Indices, risk on, indices higher, dollar lower, bond yields are they're elevated, they're looking a little bit more bullish, but still very, very subdued if we zoom out. So they're really staying out of the equation for now. With a good strong rally in gold in terms of commodities, oil is a bit of a unique situation, a bit of a basket case, so we can step away from that for now. Great stuff. On that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. Any questions, feel free to post them. Our trade plan's in the chat box, guys. And those of you that can join us for the European live trading mentorship, just access it via your members area, and we'll see you there in about a minute's time. Thanks, everyone. Take care of yourselves. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.